biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
From the Phoenix Convention Center at Radio Row, and we continue to move closer and closer to Super Bowl 57. You know the matchup by now, the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Philadelphia Eagles, and now joining us is a Super Bowl champion, started his career off with the Green Bay Packers, and that, of course, is Marshall Newhouse. Marshall, how you been?
I've been doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you coming on. So we were just talking about this right before we got on air. You were doing a show this year for TCU, and you played for the Horned Frogs.
Yeah.
That team this year, I know the national championship game was a disaster,
but
what a fun team that was.
Yeah, you can't lose a forest for the trees. I mean, it was just an incredible season. Won in every type of way possible. A new coaching staff, so many new players, new faces, and then to finish it, getting a win in the Fiesta Bowl here against Michigan, and then, you know, Georgia was just that much better than everyone, so it's tough to end the season that way, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It was incredible.
Well, that's the thing that annoyed me with the conversation after the game. It was, oh, TCU didn't belong. Right, if they would have said that after this, if they would have lost to Michigan, you could have an argument. But when you beat Michigan and you're in the national championship game, it's stupid to me when people said TCU didn't belong.
Yeah, listen.
In the playoff.
Yeah, and ultimately you know, Georgia's built just such a monster. You talk about, you know, the arguments about, oh, Alabama, that's, you know, justification why a two-loss Alabama should have been in. And I'm like, well, first of all, Alabama, win your games. And second of all, Georgia is just that, you know, cut above right now. They're taking the mantle as far as recruiting. And not only recruiting, but taking those four and five stars and turning them to just a deep, solid mash 'em up team. And so, again, and then I talk about that game specifically. You know, 10 times out of 10, I think Georgia wins that game. But TCU just didn't show well. 65-7 is not the team I watched all year. The way that they a lot of missed passes, missed opportunities in there. And I'm not saying they would have won a game, but 65-7 is not indicative of the team that I got to know that season and watched all year.
Now, I just wonder what they do moving forward into the future, because this was year one. Like, I remember we had Sonny Dykes on, I think, when they were 4-0, 5-0. And he said, guys, I've done this three other spots,
right.
You know, you're number one, you never know how it's going to go. So he was even surprised, and the next thing you know, they're in a national championship game. So I wonder, there will eventually be a come down or a regression. I just wonder what year two looks like for TCU.
Sure. I mean, that they took us all by surprise, you know, transitioning from Gary Patterson, who's been there for 20 years, who I played for. The expectations were not there, but I think moving forward, it is about managing expectations. And to me, a success in this first year is we've changed the perception of what TCU, their floor is, because teams make runs. Every Power 5 team has it in them to make a run, especially as they expand the playoff. But to me, TCU's floor making a big jump to where the expectation now is conference championship on the edge or getting into the playoff all the time. To me, that's doable. But to me, a success is that becoming the norm and how TCU is thought of. TCU's been punching above their weight class. I mean, you know, you talk about the size of the school and living alumni, all that stuff. And to be competitive this way in football, basketball, and baseball, it's just an incredible time to be a TCU Horned Frog. But again, sustaining that is what we're all looking forward to. So, yeah, I agree. They're going to have to figure some stuff out. A program sustains only how good their depth is and their recruiting, and they're going to have a close to top 15 recruiting class, so there's already remnants of what we think will be success there. And then, you know, this coaching staff, you talk about building a program, you got to get guys to buy in, and they got immediate buy-in from guys who were holdovers, guys who they brought in the transfer portal, and it's just a matter of continuing to build on that moving forward.
Marshall Newhouse here with us. So you look back at that TCU season, the one thing that I just still can't believe, and it was a wonderful season, in that Big 12 championship game, and you have Max Duggan right at the goal line, and he was leaving everything on the field. He was running through that defense all throughout the game. I don't get why it's just sometimes, and maybe it's sports and it's the unknown.
Yeah.
Give the ball to him.
Right.
Let him run. If you're going to lose the game, lose it because he doesn't get in the end zone.
Yeah, you know, and I agree. I think everyone was thinking at the time, and it was like, what, why? But the thing that I take solace in is that it was very obvious they learned their lesson, because the next game
– you're right.
It was automatic, and not only that, they had the pushers. I mean, the college rule is very cut and dry now. It is. You can push, but you can't pull. So if any team that doesn't have a play lined up to get a third and short, fourth and short, have a QB sneak, and push him over the line is a fool, because that's the rule. So, yeah, in the moment, you're just mad. You're like, it seems so easy. Max was spent. He had given everything out in the field. And you're like, well, why not just finish it there? It wasn't going to finish it. That was the first possession in overtime. Kansas State was going to be able to rebuttal. But obviously, they learned their lesson. So I take heart in that. They're like, yeah, we kind of screwed it up. We weren't ready for that, but we fixed it. We fixed it. And that's more than most people can say.
How do you look back at your experience playing with Aaron Rodgers?
Nothing but good stuff. I mean, listen, he has made himself more publicly available recently, and I think he's going on a journey, a personal journey. But
a darkness retreat, I think, is what he said.
Yeah, you know, and I give him all the credit in the world for that, because I think everyone has versions of that where they're looking for something, and it could be a religion, it could be therapy, it could be whatever, and he's made himself a little bit exposed, and there's courage in that, I think, especially in a football world that just doesn't handle nuance well, doesn't handle guys who are doing most things other than football, that what we think of as what football players should be doing. So there's a lot of judgment that he's taken on, but you know, he's made himself available to that, but I give him all the credit in the world for looking for what he needs and trying to find it. And especially in this, he's 38. I mean, I'm going through that now where players are so hyper aware of the mortality of their career. And then what am I outside of this? And what am I going to do after this? And he's processing all that in real time, and he's not done yet. But I think so much of this is just trying to figure out his own personal way of doing that. And I give him all the credit in the world. And I think people, you know, he's a star. He's a celebrity, if you can call him that. And you bring a lot of that on yourself. But I think there's just a lack of empathy for what he might be trying to experience.
2020 was the last time you played in the NFL.
Yes.
How have you navigated the last few years? It's a difficult time to walk away from the NFL with COVID and everything that did go down. But how did you kind of deal with that? Because this is what you know in your entire life.
Exactly. I've been playing since I was five. And, literally – 2020 was the COVID year where, you know, you're showing up to work, and I was in Tennessee. They had their indoor facility where we had desks where, you know, you had to test every morning. All the desks were 6 feet apart.
It was impossible to create human relationships and the typical of what was in a locker room.
The heart of what makes a team, it just was not doable. There was no camaraderie building. There was just no familiarity being built, and that was just a weird year. It didn't feel like football. And I think a little bit, that took a lot more out of me than I was expecting, because I could have played a few more years. My body feels really good, but I was just, you know, I got 11 in, and I was just like, all right, this might be my time. It feels right. So the transition part has been just so much up and down. You asked me on a different day, and I have a different answer, because it's truly grappling with, you know, what I don't have a wife or kids yet. So outside of a guy having a family, what am I focusing on when I wake up in the morning? I just went from every day of my life, you know, the NFL, the job of the NFL football player is 365. Every day of my life was some kind of workout, taking care of my body, prepping for the team I'm on, the next team. To there's no team calling. I made that choice. There's no obvious job that I have a passion for yet. And there's no family to focus on. So I literally every day is just like figuring out, all right, what do I feel like will give me some fulfillment and purpose today? And I've had some really, really good times. And being, I think, in Radio Row, being around people I met in media over the years has been helpful. I'm trying to get in media myself. I think that's a very natural fit. But yeah, you asked me on a different day, and it's just like, man, this is tough. It's hard to talk to the layman about it, and there's very little sympathy for it, and I get it, because, you know, they view everyone as a high-paid payer, and you do what you're supposed to do, and I trade positions with you in a heartbeat, but it is not easy trying to find a new identity, trying to figure out what your identity was before, what you wanted to be moving forward. So it's a journey, but I'm excited about it. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a process, but I'm excited about it.
I appreciate you opening up and sharing that. Yeah. Marshall Newhouse here with us. Zach Gelb here with you, CBS Sports Radio on Radio Row inside the Phoenix Convention Center. So I don't like asking the question of, do you miss the game? Because everyone misses the game. Everyone loves to play until you're 90-something years old. It's just not something that anyone could do.
Right.
For you, do you still, though, have the itch where you're like, okay, maybe I could go back and play? Or is that ship already sailed?
No, there's no itch. But there's just elements of it that you're like, man, that was just – what a time. That was just incredible. Like, that moment, you know, all the linemen always went out last for warm-ups. And it's only O-line and D-linemen in the locker room. You know, some guy gives a speech. We break it down. The big guys, we run out. The rest of the skill guys have been warming up already. They form a little hand line. You shake their hand, and you hear the roar of the crowd. You see the lights. Stuff like that. Playing cards or backgammon in the locker room. Stuff like that. Road trips, being on the plane, talking to – you get a seat next to a guy you may not have met. You get to know him a little bit. Stuff like that. Like, little bits and pieces that made that entire experience what it was. You're like, man, that was incredible stuff. It's hard to duplicate that in any other profession, and that's the stuff that you take with you. You're like, ah.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do miss that.
Whether people want to admit it or not, like, people in the media just naturally view NFL players as robots.
Yeah,
and I think it's important to try to get that human element. But I was out for dinner Sunday night, and the entire Eagles offensive line walked in. I'm like,
O-line dinners, man. Like,
I'm thinking to myself, though, it's the week before the Super Bowl, but it's like, they got to eat.
They got to eat.
They got to go somewhere.
The best conversations and just, you know, ribbing each other, giving each other a hard time, but just like bonding. That's just, that stuff is irreplaceable. And so I have 11 years of O-line dinners, and I played on 8 different teams, so a lot of different guys that I got to know a little bit, and that's just the stuff that you definitely are fond of.
How tough was that going from locker room to locker room? Because, like, right when you get comfortable in one spot, it's okay. Next
it's challenging, and I've talked about that a little bit today, and it's a lot of, you know, it's a new feel for your coworkers. These are new coworkers from training staff, equipment staff, to your O-line coach, the coordinator, head coach, to you're trying to figure them out. They're trying to figure you out. And also, I say this, there is a built-up rapport that a staff gets with a player where, you know, I might be dinged up, but they know, hey, he's played on I have personally played on a torn MCL, high ankle sprain, like
linemen play through everything.
UCL, we've played through everything, but
like, look at Lane Johnson, what he's
exactly
doing right.
But there were staffs that saw me play through that have an idea of like what my playing threshold is and what I'm willing to give to a team, that when you go to a new team, there's an element of it being wiped clean. So there's a clean slate where they don't have that reference to be like, man, he's dinged up. Give him a day off, or we know that he's going to battle for us and be ready on Sunday. We know what he's given, sacrificed. There's an assumption of a certain general level, but they don't know specifically. So each new place is like re-earning that kind of rapport and that trust from an O-line coach. And then specifically in O-line, you know, different schemes. Each different O-line coach wants things done a little different way. So, all right, that what's the balance of I need to get this block done regardless to help us win, but he also wants me to do a specific way. How do I balance me changing my technique to suit him, hopefully make him happy and think and let him know that I'm like putting my effort into this and I'm buying in, but also I got to just block the guy. I have to win and get a positive so we can play. And, you know, that you do that over and over again, you're like, man, this is brutal. I mean, a prime example of a guy I now love. 2019, I started camp in New Orleans, got hurt, injured reserve. I ended up signing with New England. Dante Scarnecchia was there.
Oh, yeah.
I signed on a Wednesday morning. I ended up starting at right tackle on a Sunday. So on top of Josh McDaniels' offense, 150 code words between him and Tom Brady, a new offense. And working with the four other guys, I'm also introduced to Dante Scarnecchia, who is a tornado if you've ever met him. He's a 5'5" ex-Marine, but he's a hell of a guy, a hell of a coach. that's a different atmosphere. And so I'm having to adjust my entire body. It's a full body experience where you're like, I'm adjusting, I'm consuming from a fire hose this offense, these code words, this technique, who my guard is next to me, what Tom Brady's cadence is, what the offense is asking, and like the why of it all. And you're doing that in 4 days. And then, oh, by the way, in the game, Isaiah Wynn goes down. I have to flip the left tackle when I finish the game left tackle.
I remember that, yeah.
So that's challenging. That's a lot. That's, I mean, and so, you know, most people don't understand the context of what goes into that, but that's a hard thing to do. And so you do that multiple times, different places, different scenarios. Man, it's a tough road for sure.
Were you surprised Brady finally retired?
Yes and no. Like, you know, he convinced us because A, he played at a high level, and B, he told us that I could play till I'm 50 or whatever. He convinced us, and we're
he's gonna play until he sucks.
Why would we doubt him about that? But I think also on this, underneath all that, he's still mortal. You know, he's still a man, and he still took hits. There's still stressors. There's still family that you miss. There's time. There's stuff that you miss out on. There's just a level of like, man, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm 45. He's in the best. He could be in the best shape of his life. And football still takes an exacting toll on you. And I'm not surprised because eventually that's going to give. And the fact that he chose to do it now, it could have been last year. It could have been this year. It could have been next year. It would have made sense. But also, he was still on a rough team, a 9-8-9 team, was still a top 15-10 quarterback. Threw the ball six times in their divisional game. He can still get it done.
Well, their biggest problem, you know, the offensive line was.
It was not
helping.
Him. The biggest problem was not him. And so, yeah, you can understand if he was
the line
like,
was completely banged up.
Yeah.
And they were playing fourth string guys, and that's the one way Brady shows that he's human is if you get after him.
Sure, exactly. And so there's a lot of things that went into it, but I'm happy for him. I want him to go do whatever he wants to do. It sounds like he's going to take some significant time off before he goes into broadcasting. More power to him, and he's deserved it. He doesn't owe us anything.
Last thing I'll ask you, Marshall Newhouse. So with this matchup coming up on Sunday, everyone, it's just the nature of the beast. It's Mahomes. It's Jalen Hurts. You got Travis Kelce. Look at A.J. Brown and all the weapons Eagles have. I've been saying it all week. Whoever offensive line plays better, and I know it's not this crazy take, is going to win the game because even when we focus so much on offense, the defensive players make a big play late, whether it's going to be Hassan Reddick coming off the edge or Chris Jones getting his big hand up there and swatting down the football. These defenses, they don't get enough credit, enough talked about going into this game.
Yeah, the trenches is where this game's going to be won. And you've got such a dominant group in the Philly O-line, but a deep group in the Philly D-line. I mean, they knocked free agency out of the park. I mean, Hassan Reddick was playing off the ball in Arizona. That's not where his strength was. They're like, we saw some value. We're going to sign him. It's going to be like a year rental. But he's going to rush the passer for us. And he's been great at it because that's what he's great at. We're going to sign Robert Quinn, who people forget about, but can still challenge any tackle off the edge. And those are going to be our depth guys. They're not starters. The starters are Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham, who we already have. Oh, by the way, we're going to sign Dominican Sue. We're going to sign Linval Joseph. So they've had a really good run of stacking the depth of that position. And then, yeah.
Where now it's like, it's because you're right. That was probably the thought process going into this. Like, you're bringing in Hassan Reddick. Okay, you're getting Brandon Graham back. And now I was talking to Brandon Graham the other day. He's like, I just had a career year. Mm-hmm. I'm coming off the bench now. Mm-hmm. He's like, my snaps have been limited. I just had 11 sacks this year. Yeah. So everyone's eating on that D-line.
Exactly. And so on the other side, Kansas City, their O-line has been a top 10 pass-blocking O-line, but, you know, had some games where Patrick Mahomes felt pressure, and he's a magician, but still there's limits to that. And so we're going to find out, you know, if his offensive line comes to play and gives Pat Mahomes time, there's no doubt in our mind that he's going to find what he needs to find. They're going to score points. But if Orlando Brown or I'm drawing a blank on the right tackle for Kansas City, if they start to struggle and they keep rotating these deep groups in the pass rush and get after them and they're not running the ball, it could be a long day for Pat Mahomes. But I do believe, you know, he is good enough and the offense is good enough in Kansas City to make this a game. Also, let's talk about the flip side. Philly, I don't think, has been challenged by a top-tier quarterback all season. They're going to see what it's like when you're going to play man, fine. You got the guys to play man. A guy who can throw and who's telepathically throwing to Travis Kelce. Can you stop that? Can you stop him from extending plays? We hope his ankle is better. We assume it will be. From extending plays and making plays down the field. So Philly's going to be challenged as well. So it's just an incredible matchup. Both one seeds, young, dynamic quarterbacks, powerful O-lines, D-line units. I mean, it's just everything you can ask for. I'm so excited. This is like one of those games where you're like, it can live up to the billing, absolutely.
Marshall Newhouse, good to meet you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.